On RSN's Breakfast with Half, it's Robbo at 8.
Look at that! Look at that! Is that the moon?
Bom 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 for dang a dang dang for ding a dong ding blue moon moon.
Can't help but think of the Happy Days TV show when I hear this song. I don't know why. I'm not sure if it was Blue Moon. I think it was. Robbo might be able to help me. The chief football writer, the biggest selling daily in the Southern Hemisphere, the Herald Sun, the main man on AFL 360 on Fox Footy, joins us on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Robbo.
G'day, Daniel. I think it was from Happy Days, wasn't it?
Yeah, Blue Moon. Well, why did they get... Who started singing that? I don't know. I can't remember.
Richie?
Oh, probably, no, he wouldn't have sang. It would have been Potsy or bloody Ralph Melf.
Anyway,
Fonzie wouldn't have sung it.
There's young men out there and young women out there listening right out thinking, what are these bloody two idiots talking about?
That's not unusual.
It's like when we were young and people were talking about old English shows.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Life goes on.
Life goes on very, very quickly. Unless, of course, you're at the Blues and it just seems to be going in circles at the moment. Robbo, what do you make of what's happening at Carlton at the moment?
It's pretty big that Craig Matheson resigned. And from the outside, people are saying, seriously, people would be looking and saying, well, Carlton, start to eat your own. No, they're going terrible on the field. What's next? Right? Will there be a coup? Will others resign? Where's Luke Sayers? So it poses all these questions. I'm not sure if it's going to be as have as much pandemonium surrounding it as previous years at Carlton, but... You know, there was an altercation on Friday night. Matheson, I think, was at the Carlton function last night.
Yeah, saw that.
He was there last night, and even Sayer spoke last night. But my understanding is that Matheson was going to resign before the Sydney game. He's been thinking about it for a couple of weeks. And
so why would he do that?
Why would he
resign?
I think he's disappointed in the performance. I think a lot of Carlton people are just disappointed in the performance. If you look at Carlton as a whole, Daniel, from 2002 or 3 with the salary cap, they go through coaches. They have all these new dawns.
I've come across a few of those.
Nothing arrives. No finals. I think he's just had enough. So,
but isn't that his job to do something about it, Robbo? If you're on a board, now I've never been on a board, and I don't know if you have either, but no. Isn't that your job to, as the director and a member of the board of that company, whatever it might be, is to, if you've got problems, be a part of the problem-solving committee to get it changed, to make it better? Isn't that your job?
Yeah, I think it is your job, but clearly Craig Matheson has had enough.
He's been there for a long time, so I'll give, you know, that's not suggesting that he hasn't tried to do that for
10, 11 years.
Yeah, 11 years, I think it is.
Well, clearly he's got issues with Luke Sayers.
Well, that seems more the reality, doesn't it?
Yeah, clearly, in the direction that Luke Sayers has taken the football club. But Craig's, I think, disappointed with everything, mate.
Yep.
And just had enough. See you later. It's funny when you say, I've had enough, see you later. If you do it Dimmer's way, you get, you know, everyone loves you. You do it Matheson's way, and there's words in the rooms where he's, you know, footy's a passionate game. There's words in the room, and it's scandalous, if not crisis time. You know, planning your departure from any football club in whatever role you have there has got to be best controlled by you, not by others.
Mm. Yes, well, and certainly if you can't work with others, seemingly that's the case. And that's okay. Look, that's if you disagree with the direction that things are going, then that's, I've got no problem with you stepping down saying that this is not for me anymore. And that's fine. But otherwise, I mean, I think it's you're in charge to try and sort that out. But that's not to be for Craig. He's going to step down. Is there a challenge coming for Luke Sayers? We saw Mike Fitzpatrick at the function last night, and he was asked about a potential leadership grab. He didn't. He did rule it out, but I was less than.
It was dramatic.
Well, it was a bit dramatic. I was less than secure.
It was dramatic, mate. And then he stared into the future. No, not right now.
That's what he said, something like that. Yeah.
No, not right now. And I was watching it like you, and I thought, well, he's the next president. And he's an ex-president. See, Luke Sayers' time's up at the end of next year.
Next year, yep.
Yeah, the you know, the time allowed on under the Constitution. I think it's only was it 12 years?
Yeah.
And yeah, so he's going. So they'll be looking at a succession plan. And he's a logical person. He's a logical person. But again, you know, footy clubs are funny. They're great places, footy clubs, as you know. Oh, we need a new president. Why don't we get Fitzy back? Why don't we get the captain? He was the AFL chairman. Everyone he's well respected. He'd tick, tick, tick. I think he'd be a pretty good president. Oh. But, you know, what do presidents do? What do they do? Keep the board, get the board in place, get a direction of the football club and hold your nerve.
Keep it on track. Yeah. Well, I don't think there'd be too many people would not like Mike Fitzpatrick to be back there if their opportunity came up, because, as you say, his resume speaks for itself.
What about Sellers? Would Mark McClure be president?
I don't think Sellers is going to be president.
He'd be funny president, Mark.
He'd be great match committee chairman, though. Get him in.
When do you look at Carlton, Daniel? You were there in an AFLW role. We'll get on the AFLW in a second, so I want to talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at Carlton from the outside, and you were on the inside somewhat, you were in the tent, and now you're standing with all of us outside the tent around the fire.
Yes.
What do you see?
I see a club that hasn't dealt with expectation, now is just absolutely broken with confidence. And that's what I see. They're just a shadow of the team that they can be, is what I see. And it's on the back of not being able to live up to the expectation that they came into the season with. Now, and you can always talk about, oh, well, that's outside noise and all that sort of stuff. But and a club like Carlton that's been so desperate for success for so long, and the energy that came with that in the back of last year, and the opportunity that they lost that last game against the Magpies, and the heartache that led to the renewed enthusiasm from the supporter base, let alone the media, I just think they've just lost their spirit at the moment, because they can't do what they think they thought they could.
Did you drop Harry McKay?
No, neither would I.
No,
Harry will be fine. Now, Harry's got some clues, some little technical challenge at the moment, but it's more so he's a representation of the whole team. It was the same as Charlie Kearn on the weekend. That wasn't so much technical from the boys, any of them, because the skill level from the whole team on Friday night was poor.
No, it was atrocious.
It's confidence. Atrocious. It's 100% confidence as far as I'm concerned. They're just a shell of themselves. You could see them. You looked through the team last year when they were humming, and it was just, they were dynamic. They were brutal. They were dynamic. They were skillful. They were fierce. And because they had the wave of momentum and the energy going with them, it's going against them at the moment. And it does amazing things to athletes.
Yeah. They've got to stand up and fight their way through it. There's no other way.
Spot on.
And there's no other way. You've got to stick together. God, Aaron, he's goal kicking. What was your routine, Daniel? There's a lot of people out there. We should get the number. I don't know the number. Get people to ring in.
1-300-652-927.
What was your kicking routine that guaranteed that you kick the ball straight?
1-300-652-927. What was your routine to get the ball through the big sticks?
I would walk in slowly. I could only kick over a jam tin at the end of my career, but I would walk in slowly.
Yes.
Take a couple of steps.
How many steps?
Not many, 2, 3. But never, ever lift my head from the ball. I'd never lift.
You're sort of Tony Lockett areas. That was Tony Lockett.
Well, when you're a young fella, and Tony Lockett was kicking goals like he was, it's pretty hard not to look at his style.
Yeah, that's true.
And go have a look at the way he kicks the ball. And we're all gonna find a way to kick the ball, don't we? We all have to. You got your own, you got your natural bit. You take little bits from others. Remember when Fev? Everyone was holding, all the kids were holding the ball like Fev.
Yes, that's true.
Because he was such a beautiful kick. So thousands of people would like to get hold of Harry McKay.
Just give me half an hour, Robbo.
Well, get down there, mate. You're a club legend. How's the AFLW season? I think it's really disappointing by the AFL. Really disappointing.
Which component?
Oh, everything. Everything. The money, the length of the season. You know, they wanted to go, you know, they talk it up as being, you know, one of the most professional competitions, women's sports in the competition, but I don't know if the Oval treats it as well as it should. They should have a CVA done by now.
Well, the boys don't either, in fairness. So it's the collective CBA. So I was talking about this morning, Rob. I'm not too distressed about the CBA stuff. They should, by rights, but that never happens prior to the season. For any season of CBA, I think the last three CBAs have always sort of gone into the next year, which makes... I don't know how that works, but that's seemingly the way it operates.
But how can you job and being get paid and you don't know what you get paid? You get paid some.
Well, you get... Yeah, it's the current model continues that just rolls on and they get... back paid should the levels go up. So you can live with that. At least you can forecast, you can live on that, you can plan a little bit around that. So I'm not too distressed about that. I am distressed about, as I have been through the last five seasons in my involvement, of the lack of care that they give to the competition from a preparation perspective. Like, we don't know when round one is. Like, how mad is that, Robbo? And this is the challenge that the competition's faced all the way through. It's always seemingly catching up, playing catch up. Always
yeah,
seemingly playing catch up.
I was just about to mention that, Daniel.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. You bite me up and then you take the stage.
I thought you might like someone who's been inside.
Yeah, I was speaking to Lauren. What about the Herald Sun? I mean, she interviewed, I think, someone. I know someone interviewed Aaron Phillips, and ever the stage person, Aaron, you know, head down, work away. But the season's starting soon.
Yeah, about 12 weeks, I reckon. And there's a little window prior to the bye or around the bye time of the AFL men's season leading into the finals. So that's sort of the window. But they don't have a fixture. And it's like, it's dead set madness, Robert. And as I said this morning, it's banging your head up against the wall every day in that competition. And it's got to change. If the AFL are fair dinkum about it, which they purport to be, but their actions suggest otherwise, they have to do better. They just have to do better for this competition.
There's headlines in the Herald Sun. Former AFLW coach Daniel Hartford slams AFL.
Well, I can't find my accreditation anyway, so that's not a big issue at the moment.
So
getting in the Mickey Warner areas.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to read you this, Robbo.
Yep.
From Patrick Cripps on Instagram. I can cop criticism about form and losing, but it's factually incorrect and questions my character and commitment to the team. It pisses me off. This is the accountability as players that we would love to see with certain people in the media. For clarity for everyone, I stayed with the team the entire time they were in Sydney and joined my wife and family members on the Saturday night as we had the weekend off. We aren't where we want to be as a team right now, but never questioned my commitment to this team or this club. I can't wait for Friday night. Hashtag baggers. That's from the captain.
Oh, I'm missing life yesterday. Yesterday, I was working on the Carlton story and then the Hawthorn racism story and then did the show last night and fell asleep when I got home. Who has been allegedly trashing Patrick Cripps' character?
Well, it was a story on Classified last night that Sam Doherty and Patrick Cripps stayed away from the team for the weekend. And... Now, they had an extra day off, that's cool, but they'd stayed in separate hotels all weekend long. Now, that's been reported to be factually incorrect, and Patrick has quite rightly come out and said this is not good enough and get stuffed, basically.
So what was the story?
The captain and the former captain weren't staying with the teammates in the build-up to the game was the story. They were in separate hotels. That was the story. And it did seem, if that was, as we talked about again this morning prior to the clarification, it seemed most unusual that anyone would allow that for a captain and former captain leader of the group to be able to stay somewhere else prior to the game. That was very odd. And now it turns out it's really odd because it didn't happen. But they were copying a bit of abuse and a bit of flack because of that, Robbo.
Well, good on Daniel. Well, I wonder if the Footy Classified Mob, which I don't watch, to be honest, Dan. I don't watch that show.
Well, you've been busy on Fox. You just re-unwinding
no,
from
I just
Fox.
Don't like the show. Well, I am tired.
That's true. You're working hard.
I do get tired. I wonder if they'll put an apology in on Wednesday night.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. That would be the right
you know,
thing to do.
If they've got it wrong, they deserve to make an apology to Patrick Cripps.
Yep, they do.
And I agree with Patrick Cripps. He doesn't have to defend his integrity and character. Anyone, and we're lucky because we get to meet some of these people through our working life, Daniel. And you knew Patrick when you were at the football club. He's an outstanding human being. He takes the role of captain very, very seriously. He's in a hole at the moment himself. No one who can't be working harder than Patrick to try and, you know, get that confidence back amongst the team. That's why he's the captain in the first place. So, yeah.
Agreed. Now, I want to just move on. just quickly before we let you go, I want to talk about this Brett Ratten situation with you. An interview you did with Rats that he asked you, which was revealed last night on 360, he asked you not to publish. Was that when he got the Kyber from the Saints? He got the Kyber from
St Kilda. And, yep. And I know Rats a little bit, and we're out the same way in Melbourne. And I rang him up. I said, "Go on, let's just do an interview." He goes, I said, "Right, well, let's do lunch." And we went to the Warrandyte pub and had a couple of pots and had a meal. I think I had the hamburger and he had the chicken and salad. And he just started at North Melbourne. He was 3 days into North Melbourne. So I put the dictaphone on and we just spoke. Not as great mates, but reasonable friends. You know, we've known each other for a long time. And at the end I said, let me write it and I'll get back to you. He said, okay. So anyway, I was on holidays and I wrote it up and rang him up. And he said to me, I texted him actually, and he said, "Hey, mind if you don't run the story?" I said, "No worries." "You could have told me." No. I said, "No worries."
Could have saved me buying your lunch.
Yeah, no. I said, on holidays, I had to write it. So, and that's not about me. What I was trying to say to people, the integrity of this man is just bad. It's endless. Like, you know, he said things about the killer, nothing major, just his disappointment at what happened. And he said, "Nah, it's okay. I can move on." And he spoke last night about, "Hey, it's okay. I got sacked from St Kilda." He didn't say, "Oh." He said, "People have things that go horribly wrong in their lives, horribly wrong. All he did was get sacked. Now it hurt him. It hurt him enormously. But for this guy again to put his hand up to help and." Put himself back as a senior coach. It's incredible. It really is. He's an incredible human being.
He is.
Brett Ratten, you know, he just is. So I hope he goes really well. I think the last couple of weeks North Melbourne have shown a little bit more grit in the way they're performing. And people can see all those young kids coming through and think, right, this is going to be a journey. But just look at Hawthorn. Stick with it, and you'll start getting results.
Stay the course. It's a plan well worth following. Robbo, always great to chat to you. Can't wait to chat again on Thursday morning. I'll be watching 360 tonight. Go get them.
Thank you, Phil. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff. Mark Robinson with us, chief footy writer of the Herald Sun.